Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Catherine Smybert. Today is October 31st, and while many countries are marking what has come to be known as Halloween, the Church prepares for two of its most significant feast days in her annual calendar. Monsignor Robert Sarno is an official at the Pontifical Congregation for the Causes of Saints, and he explained how these occasions can be a reminder of our own mortality and our own need to prepare ourselves to one day face God.
The very word itself, Halloween, comes from the Old English, All Hallows Eve. And All Hallows is All Saints, the hallowed be thy name, may your name be holy. All Hallows Eve is the going back to an ancient Christian tradition that on sundown of the night before, you have first vespers of the feast, of a major feast that comes. The church on earth, which is still in pilgrimage towards heaven, is celebrating tomorrow the Feast of All Saints, celebrating the church in heaven. In other words, that is our ultimate goal, that when we close our eyes in death, we will open our eyes in the presence of God in heaven. And so tomorrow the church celebrates the memory of those who have achieved the goal. The day after the Feast of All Souls is basically the church on earth recalling those who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith and who sleep in the peace of Christ, but for one reason or another have not yet reached heaven. And so it's called the church in purgatory, where those who leave this world with some, if you will, growing to do, growing in love and their ability to love, spend that time being prepared, if you will, to enter into heaven. So basically what it is the church on earth, the church in pilgrimage, celebrating church. We really see the faith, the doctrine of the communion of saints.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.